Psalm 132, The God Who Chooses a Resting Place. Yesterday's psalm gave us the weaned soul quiet in God. Psalm 132 gives us something equally holy, sleepless desire. David will not rest until he finds a resting place for the Lord. The mature spiritual life needs both, a calm heart and a sanctified ache. Psalm 127 warned that unless the Lord builds the house, builders labour in vain. Psalm 132 asks the deeper question, what kind of house does the Lord himself desire? Most of us want God to secure our homes. David is troubled that God's presence is not honoured at the centre of the nation's life. That reversal should search us. We worry about whether God will bless our plans. Scripture asks whether our lives make room for his glory. This psalm is built around two oaths. David swears to the Lord, then the Lord swears to David. That is the whole logic of grace. Human devotion matters, but it never begins the story. David longs to build a house for God, yet in 2 Samuel 7, God declares that he will build a house for David, a dynasty, a future, a son. Our vows rise only because God's promise came first. Calvin saw in passages like this the secret of strong prayer. Faith does not invent boldness. It leans on what God has already said. The place names are not decorative. Ephrathah and the field of Jar likely recall Kiriath Jearim, where the ark stayed after its return from Philistine territory, 1 Samuel 7:1-2. Archaeology at that hill west of Jerusalem suggests it was an important site in the Iron Age. Israel remembered God geographically. Their theology had roads, ridges, and dust on its sandals. Western readers often miss this. Biblical faith is not vague spirituality, but covenant memory rooted in real places and public history. The word resting place is also richer than it sounds. The Hebrew menucha does not suggest divine tiredness. In the ancient Near East, a god's rest meant enthroned rule after victory. So when the Lord chooses Zion as his rest, Scripture is not shrinking him into a building. It is declaring that the God who cannot be contained, see 1 Kings 8:27, has chosen to dwell among his people in mercy. Rest here means settled communion. Notice how the prayer is answered with overflow. The people ask that priests be clothed with righteousness. God answers that they will be clothed with salvation. They ask for joy. God answers with louder joy. And right in the middle of temple language comes bread for the poor. That is no accident. Where God truly dwells, worship and justice belong together. Finally, the psalm speaks of a horn budding and a lamp prepared. Small images, but stubborn ones. God loves to answer ruin with growth and darkness with a flame that refuses to die. This reaches its fulfillment in Christ, the Son of David, the true temple, and the crowned king whose light does not go out. Suggested cross-references, 2 Samuel 6:7, 1 Kings 8:27-30, Luke 1:32-33, John 1:14, Hebrews 4:9-16, Revelation 21:3. Hymn suggestion, glorious things of thee are spoken. Prayer. Lord, give us hearts that are quiet before you and restless for your glory. Make your church a true dwelling place, holy, joyful, and merciful to the poor. Let the lamp of Christ burn brightly among us until your presence fills all things. Amen.